Today's passage is from Luke 11, 1 through 13. The parallel passage is the as Matthew, where Jesus was teaching him how to pray. The one we just said. In Luke, it says, when you pray, say, Father, reveal, or God, reveal who you are, set the world right, keep us alive with 3 square meals, keep us forgiven with you and forgiving others, and keep us safe from ourselves and the devil. It's a little shorter, isn't it, huh? And kind of to the point. But let me read the whole passage first, and then we'll come back to it. One day, he was praying in a certain place, talking about Jesus. When Jesus finished, one of his disciples said, Master, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. So Jesus said, when you pray, say, Father, reveal who you are, set the world right, keep us alive with 3 square meals, keep us forgiven with you and others, and forgiving others, keep us safe from ourselves and the devil. Then Jesus said, imagine what would happen if you went to a friend in the middle of the night and said, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. An old friend traveling through just showed up, and I don't have a thing to share on hand. The friend answered from his bed, don't bother me. The door's locked. My children are down for the night. I can't get up to give you anything. But let me tell you, even if he won't get up because he's a friend, if you stand your ground, keep knocking and yelling and waking up all the neighborhood, your neighbor will finally get up and get what you need just to shut you up. Did I say that out loud too tonight? It's not in the Bible. I just added it. So here's what I'm saying. Here's what Jesus wants us to down pat. Ask and you'll get it. Seek and you'll find, and knock and the door will be open. 3 things. So when you think about praying, don't bargain with God. Be direct. Ask for what you need. This is not a cat and mouse hide and seek game we're in. If you little boys ask for a serving of fish, do you scare him with a live? Or if your son asks for a fish, do you scare him with a live snake on his plate? If your little girl asks for an egg, do you trick her with a spider? As bad as you are, you wouldn't think of such a thing. You're at least decent to your own children. And don't you think the Father who conceived you in love will give the Holy Spirit when you ask him? When you go to ask God, you'll get the Holy Spirit. So I like this passage, and the title is Praying, because that's what we need to do. And theoretically, you should be in a constant state of prayer, and acknowledge and say thanksgivings to all sorts of things, because God loves us tremendously. Some days God's always there, and I say thank you for the little things. One day I think I hit 3 different lights green because I was running late, and I showed up on time to work. So God's amazing, and I said thank you. And there are other times, going to therapy, where God's just been there. There was an accident on the road, and when did it happen? Right after I passed that spot, so I didn't get held up. I feel sorry for anybody that was in the accident, but God made sure what? I got to where I needed to be. God blesses us so many different ways. He gives us food. He gives us a roof over our head. Transportation, what you need nowadays is a car quite often to get around. Some of people have public transportation they use. But God provides so well for us. I have braces for my weak parts on my legs, and it's amazing how much that helps me stay vertical. And I'm always going to celebrate vertical. But when you start looking at this, I want you to think about it. Don't bargain with God. Be direct. 3 things you need to do. Ask, and God will give it. Seek help. Ask for help. If you're sick, ask for help. You have projects you need to do and you don't think you can do it on your own, ask for help. That's what God said. Pray for help. It's amazing how quickly it'll show up. Knock, and the door will be open. God wants so much to help us. Colossians was the first read, the New Testament reading, but it started at verse 6. And I'm going to read 1 through 5 because I liked it even better. Here, Paul says, I want you to realize that I continue to work as hard as I know how for you, and also for the Christians over in Laodicea. Not many of you have met me face to face, but that doesn't make any difference for you. Know that I am on your side, right alongside you. You're not in this alone. Paul was there for these Colossians, even though he never showed up at the in Colossae itself. Colossae, I think it is. But he was there praying, just as Jesus is there. Jesus is there with you, right alongside you, no matter where you are. Paul wanted us to know that we were woven into a tapestry of love, in touch with everything there is to know of God. Then you will have minds confident and at rest, focused on Christ, God's greatest mystery. All the richest treasures of wisdom and knowledge are embedded in that mystery and nowhere else. Knowing Christ and God, the greatest mysteries, the ultimate wisdom, and God's love. And we've been shown that mystery. I'm telling you this because I don't want anyone leading you off on some wild goose chase after other so-called mysteries or a secret of some kind that's going to salvation bring you around. It's amazing what Christ did in that passage. And then when you read, if you remember the Colossians reading, he goes on to say, Just go ahead with what you've been given. You just received Christ Jesus the Master. Now live in Christ. All that love coming down, helping us each and every day, supporting us, giving us help when we need it, even though we may not have asked for it. Wisdom to know what to do or not do. God is there for us. And when we pray, be right out open. Say it right out. Right? Isn't that what you're supposed to do? There was those three things. Ask, and you'll receive. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be open. That knock is when we put prayer requests out there. Hey, I have a friend who might be battling cancer or a relative.
We've also got Deb Polly who just signed in. She needs prayers for Panama as they're dealing with protesters.
Well, we need to pray for Panama then and all the protesters. We can do that. So
we'll be asking.
We'll be asking, Deb. Thanks for letting us know. And thanks for joining us. We always love it when someone can join in and help us out. So when we look at God and praying, which that prayer request is perfect timing, ask and you will see, get, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open. And when you think of things, you could look at the shorter version in Luke about that Jesus said, Father, reveal who you are. Let us get to know God and God's love 100%. That's what Jesus said. Set the world right. Help us, Lord, to know our position in this world and may it go right and willing and may we know how to go. That we might do your will, Lord, and share love. One of the things I shared, I think, this week on, let's try to be kind to everyone. Even if they're not kind to you, be kind to them. Offer a positive word of enforcement to everyone you meet. Smile. It brings love. It helps what? Bring love to their lives. So God will set the world right. God will keep us alive with 3 square meals. And for it's always good to eat. And excuse me, my throat's getting dry. God provides me with a Mountain Dew every week. Keep us forgiven with you and forgiving others. That's sometimes hard, Lord, but help us to realize that we're not perfect and we might offend. And if we do, let's ask for forgiveness. May God show us those times we need to be forgiven and that we might have not shared God's love 100% as we should have, because we're not perfect and we never will be. But God is there supporting us, helping us, and filling us with God's love. Keep us safe from ourselves. I like that part. from ourselves and from the devil. God wants us to be 100% loved, cared for, and for us to know that each and every day. Don't forget to pray. Don't forget to ask for prayer. You can always email the church. Email Dana, Pastor Paul, Vicar Alice. Any of those, we'll get those prayer requests out so that others will pray for you. We're here in a supporting community, loving one another. And through that love, we will honestly forever pray for you. You share or not, every one of you has a silent prayer request, and we will do it. This week, Lord, be with everyone. Help them to know that all the prayer requests they have in their hearts they don't want to mention, you are there, Lord, and we're praying for those. And those that were mentioned today, Lord, be with each and every one of them, helping strengthen, filling with love, and honestly, Lord, helping us to know that you have wrapped your love around us. In your precious son's name, amen.